Lesson 5. Discrimination in the Workplace. An Interview. Teresa Mirren, a reporter for Business Magazine in Washington, D.C., is conducting an interview with Mr. Ted Chiari, a retired businessman.
Age discrimination has long been a fact of corporate life in the United States. Wall Street has always emphasized youthful, dynamic management. Why do you think it's advantageous for a company to suggest early retirement to highly paid older executives?
I think it's very tempting for a company to cut expenses. Salary costs and pension liabilities are reduced if managers ask older employees to retire. At the same time, they're making room at the top for young achievers. And, of course, early retirement is a viable way for a company to avoid massive layoffs if the employees agree to retire voluntarily.
What can an aging executive do if he or she suspects age discrimination has had something to do with being fired or asked to retire?
If an employee does not want to retire, he or she should fight back. In fact, many executives have done just that by invoking the protection of the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, also known as the ADEA. There are quite a few corporations with age bias cases pending against them. Many have lost suits, while many others have paid huge amounts of money to settle out of court.
What is the success rate in cases like these?
Very high. Because most cases go to a jury trial, the odds are in favor of the employee. When an employee confronts a large corporation on an issue in court, the jury tends to identify with the plaintiff.
I understand this can become quite an expensive affair for a company.
You're absolutely right. The more people hear about these cases as more victims speak out, the bigger the problems will be for such corrupt corporations.
You've experienced this type of discrimination firsthand. Would you mind telling us about your case?
Not at all. I was the director of financial affairs at a major broadcasting corporation for over 10 years. I was just about to turn 60 when I was fired. Along with my job, I lost my salary, my benefits, and a little bit of my self-esteem.
On what grounds were you fired?
My employer had been building up a dossier of the little mistakes I had made in my years of employment there. At first, I felt they were right to have fired me. But then I remembered that other executives before me had been forced out when they were around my age. Suddenly it dawned on me that the issue at hand had never been my performance, but my age. That is discrimination.
What did you do then?
I got a lawyer who helped me prove that my performance was more than adequate and that the company could not show just cause for firing me.
How much time does an employee have to file an age discrimination claim?
There's a 6-month deadline, but some states allow 300 days.
What are some of the signs of age discrimination that an employee should watch out for?
The signs are usually very subtle. Check your company's policy toward older employees in general. Whether many older people are fired or whether the ones who leave voluntarily really want to retire. Make sure your colleagues keep you in the loop. Having your responsibilities slowly taken away from you is a sure sign that you're being forced out. Then it's time to act.
What is your advice for older employees?
Build up your own dossier. Keep notes and copies of all commendations. Speak up if you suspect age discrimination, and most of all, do your job well. If your performance cannot be criticized, you have no reason to worry.
Mr. Chiari, thank you very much for this interview. Age discrimination has long been a fact of corporate life in the United States. Wall Street has always emphasized youthful, dynamic management. Why do you think it's advantageous for a company to suggest early retirement? To highly paid older executives.
I think it's very tempting for a company to cut expenses. Salary costs and pension liabilities are reduced if managers ask older employees to retire. At the same time, they're making room at the top for young achievers. And, of course, early retirement is a viable way for a company to avoid massive layoffs. If the employees agree to retire voluntarily.
What can an aging executive do if he or she suspects age discrimination has had something to do with being fired or asked to retire?
If an employee does not want to retire, he or she should fight back. In fact, many executives have done just that by invoking the protection of the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. Also known as the ADEA. There are quite a few corporations with age bias cases pending against them. Many have lost suits, while many others have paid huge amounts of money to settle out of court.
What is the success rate in cases like these?
Very high. Because most cases go to a jury trial, the odds are in favor of the employee. When an employee confronts a large corporation on an issue in court, the jury tends to identify with the plaintiff.
I understand this can become quite an expensive affair for a company.
You're absolutely right. The more people hear about these cases as more victims speak out, the bigger the problems will be for such corrupt corporations.
You've experienced this type of discrimination firsthand. Would you mind telling us about your case?
Not at all. I was the director of financial affairs at a major broadcasting corporation. For over 10 years. I was just about to turn 60 when I was fired. Along with my job, I lost my salary, my benefits, and a little bit of my self-esteem.
On what grounds were you fired?
My employer had been building up a dossier of the little mistakes I had made in my years of employment there. At first, I felt they were right to have fired me. But then I remembered that other executives before me had been forced out when they were around my age. Suddenly it dawned on me that the issue at hand had never been my performance, but my age. That is discrimination.
What did you do then?
I got a lawyer who helped me prove that my performance was more than adequate. And that the company could not show just cause for firing me.
How much time does an employee have to file an age discrimination claim?
There's a 6-month deadline, but some states allow 300 days.
What are some of the signs of age discrimination that an employee should watch out for?
The signs are usually very subtle. Check your company's policy toward older employees in general. Whether many older people are fired or whether the ones who leave voluntarily really want to retire. Make sure your colleagues keep you in the loop. Having your responsibilities slowly taken away from you is a sure sign that you're being forced out. Then it's time to act.
What is your advice for older employees?
Build up your own dossier. Keep notes and copies of all commendations. Speak up if you suspect age discrimination. And most of all, do your job well. If your performance cannot be criticized, you have no reason to worry.
Mr. Chiari, thank you very much for this interview.